white genocide? South African politician, kill whites, their women, and their children. Written by Selwyn Duke. Friday, December, 14, 2018. For every one black person we will kill five white people, bellowed the South African political leader. We'll kill their women, we'll kill their children, we'll kill anything we find in our way. The comments shocked many, but here's what's more shocking, they're not all that unusual in today's South Africa. As Gateway Pundit reports, Andile Mng Shitama, president of Black First Land First (BLF), was upset about a taxi dispute when he made the threats in a rally last weekend. His supporters roared with delight as he called for the murder of white people. The Daily Mail provides more detail, writing that Mng Shitama tells the cheering crowd, for each one person that is being killed by the taxi industry, we will kill five white people, for every one black person we will kill five white people, for every one of us, we'll kill five white people. We'll kill their children, we'll kill their women, we'll kill anything that we find in our way. Mng Shitama then beckons the crowd, for every one of them, we'll kill how many, and they chant back, five. Mng Shitama repeats, for every one of them, and they respond, five. This back and forth is repeated several times until Mng Shitama continues his rant and even calls for the deaths of dogs and cats owned by white people. He says, we'll kill their children, we'll kill their women, we'll kill their dogs, we'll kill their cats, we'll kill anything. Mng Shitama, a Marxist revolutionary opposed to economic freedom, what the socialists call capitalism, later said his comments were taken out of context, a quintessential coward's excuse. He claims he was responding to a statement made by billionaire Johan Rupert, a supporter of the taxi industry. According to the Mail, however, Rupert's remarks were rendered in a light-hearted tone before a laughing audience, didn't concern Mingshitama's party but a different left-wing one, the F, and didn't reference race but were framed in purely political terms. Then again, perhaps Mng Shitama simply believes Rupert's very existence is a crime, because that's precisely what one of his party's spokesmen said about white people in the following now unavailable tweet. Your existence is a crime. Hence we say land or death. When pondering this and how a July 2012 Genocide Watch report states that more than 3,000 of 40,000 white farmers had been murdered since 1994, I think of how, while awaiting my flight at an airport a few years back, I met a South African farmer traveling with his son and daughter. Aged approximately 9 and 7, respectively, the tow-headed children exuded an innocence reflecting their bucolic backcountry living. Yet this innocent speck of Eden had to be protected, the father told me, by an electrified fence that surrounded his property. With a South African parliamentarian recently proclaiming, "Your time is up, white people," in reference to the impending seizure of white farmers' land without compensation, I often wonder if that family is okay. Will heinous violence, South African whites have been brutally raped and tortured, shatter those farm children's innocence? Though imperiled, however, these farmers certainly have it better than the 400,000 South African whites who, according to the Mail, live in poverty, with some consigned by job discrimination to live in squatter camps on, at times, just $36.48 a month. Despite this, while the politically correct Western powers that be beat white ruled South Africa into submission decades ago, now we hear crickets in the face of black ruled South Africa's oppression. Below is the fine 2018 work farmlands, which documents the farmers' plight. While historical grievances should have no bearing on their present treatment, I explained here why white South Africans aren't the interlopers some would claim. Yet since you can't reason a man out of a position he has not reasoned himself into, the hateful calls to violence persist. Just consider the demagogic Julius Malema, leader of the aforementioned far-left F economic freedom fighters. A notorious rabble-rouser, he's seen in the video below singing to supporters the song "Shoot the Boer," a white South African of Dutch or Huguenot descent. Note that since it was declared hate speech, he changed the words to "kiss the Boer," though he can also be clearly heard saying "shoot to kill." Moreover, he actually said in an interview with TRT World earlier this year, "We've not called for the killing of white people, at least for now. I can't guarantee the future." When the interviewer said some people would think this sounds like a genocidal call, Malema scoffed, "Ah, ah, cry babies, cry babies." In addition, participants in a 2013 F event allegedly displayed a red banner bearing the words, "A revolutionary must become a cold killing machine motivated by pure hate." Thus, is it surprising that on August 14, 2012 Genocide Watch placed South Africa in Stage 6 of the genocidal process, preparation, note, this appears to be Stage 7 under a later classification, this is when plans are made for genocidal killings, relates the organization. Of course, Africa has seen this before. In the Rwandan genocide in the 1990s, up to 1 million Tutsi tribal members were slaughtered at the direction of the Hutu majority government, which demonized the Tutsis as cockroaches. Nonetheless, the staunchly immigrationist leftist establishment in the West hasn't taken up the cause of white South African refugees. They're too busy talking about white privilege and, apparently, believe that some refugees are more equal than others. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.